Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for joining me. As always, it's good to have you with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things you can do there, including my blog. Nick Bibby is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a principal with the Bibby Group. He's one of our top franchising experts, and he's our good friend. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Good morning to you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you so much.
I like talking about franchising, Nick, and as I know you certainly do, because franchising, I get lots of questions from people who want to be they want to have their own business, and I can tell from the way they ask a question or attempt to ask a question, often not very well. Meaning they don't ask a question in a way that I can help them. They ask me, what's the answer to world peace, or what's the key to life, or something like that. I mean, those are the kinds of questions I get sometimes. My favorite one, I mentioned this in the last half hour, my favorite one of all times is, I want to start a restaurant. Where do I buy my food? I promise you that's a real question I got one time, and of course the other favorite one is, I want to start a small business. Where do I get a grant? And so, but these are people that I think probably should, if they don't improve a little bit, they really should. If they must own a business, they probably are candidates for franchises, because these aren't people who can take a whole cloth and turn it into something. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody has their own capabilities, but I guess what I'm getting at, thank God for franchises.
I understand what you're saying. Let's offer your listeners a couple of facts about entrepreneurship in general, and then franchising, and these are things that you're totally familiar with. But let's start with the idea that entrepreneurship in general, through national statistics, shows us that only about 1 in 100 people, 1 out of every 100 people who think they really want to work for themselves ever really gets into it. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There are so many details, like, where do I buy my food? If you haven't thought about the details, it's so hard to go forward. It's so hard to move the notion of self-employment to the reality of self-employment that if you are serious, there are so many technical questions, so many how-tos, that often franchising becomes the most logical alternative to becoming self-employed. Mm-hmm. Because for most of us, Jim, as you again well know, corporate America, if we're coming from corporate America, or if we're coming from running a household, we really have no specific technical knowledge of a given business. So we may have the desire, we may be serious about owning a business and becoming self-employed, but we don't have the know-how or the technical or mechanical skills that makes us proficient in any given area.
Well, and what happens is if you use your example, if you come from corporate America, you were in charge of one cog in a very big machine. When you're a small business owner, you're in charge of the entire machine, all the cogs.
You are chief cook and bottle washer, as they say, and in corporate America, having been an initial product of that environment, I know that you learn one thing very well, particularly, and that's how to go to a meeting. But that's not what running a business is.
That's right. Well, and the other thing, and here's a big myth that I try to dispel as often as I can. A small business is not a big business that's small. It's a different species.
Yeah, my dad used to say, and I grew up in the world of entrepreneurs. I never saw an aunt, an uncle, certainly my parents, grandparents, who had a job. No one had a job. I didn't understand the idea of going to work for somebody.
Clocking in somewhere, huh?
Yeah, I never understood that. I was washing dishes for my parents on weekends when I was 10 years old. But, you know, like my father used to say, it's much easier for a big business to make a mistake than a small business.
Right. Well, the way I say it is, it's not easy for a big business to make a mistake, but it sure is easier for them to recover from one. Stand by, Nick. We're going to take a quick break. Nick Beebe is our guest. We're going to talk some more about franchising right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour, 43 after, if you want to look at it that way. If you like looking at the glass half full or half empty, whichever way you like, we got it both ways. 43 after or 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, the guy who can tell time two different ways. And not everybody can do that, Nick Beebe. Nick Beebe is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, the principal with the Beebe Group. Not everybody can tell time like that, Nick. You know that.
That's pretty cool. I was kind of impressed.
It's kind of a gift I have. Hey, Nick, give us your website, please.
Beebe, B-I-B-B-Y group.com. One word, BeebeGroup.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
We find a wealth of information on franchising in general, franchising a business, buying a franchise, tons and tons, probably better than 100 pages of information just on franchising, but also information and help for those who think that they want to be self-employed.
Right.
And to the topic of buying a franchise, as we were just talking about getting started in general in business, in moving directly to the area of franchising a business because we don't have a technical expertise or a mechanical expertise.
Buying a franchise is what you're saying.
What did I say?
No, but I just want to make sure people knew you're talking about buying a franchise rather than starting a franchise. Two different
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely, buying a franchise. Mm-hmm. And Jim, let me narrow it down real quickly. I know we've already used up half of this half hour, but very often people use prospective franchise owners will use a broker. And one thing that I wanted to impart to your listeners is the idea that often franchise brokers, those who sell franchises, represent by representing multiple concepts for sale, will offer a consulting service that's, quote, for free. Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, the buyer, the prospective franchisee, really has never been in business, and so they can glom on to this helper, if you will, mm-hmm. this franchise broker. And the problem is that the buyer is out to sea. They've never been there before. Mm-hmm. The seller is the franchise broker. And I've written against this concept in many, many articles over the years.
So let me put this, make sure this is absolutely in everybody's language.
Yes.
So somebody who wants to own their own business, who is thinking, they've listened to Blasting Game and he said, hey, why don't you check out franchise? And they said, okay, I'm going to do that. So they start looking around. Where can I find a franchise? They bump into a broker
mm-hmm.
who is the agent for one or more franchisors, people who have created franchises that's for sale.
Yes.
And like a McDonald's or a Service Master or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And they bump in, even though McDonald's probably doesn't use brokers, but you see my point, folks. They bump into a broker, and so now we have this potential relationship. And you're saying that you don't think that's a good idea.
No, I don't. I think it can be healthy. But what people fail to realize, especially the first-time franchise buyer, is that this broker is working for one thing. They're working to earn a commission if the franchise is sold.
But isn't that an awfully general statement, though, Joel, Nick, for you to say that? I mean, aren't there some guys out there who do a good job and who really are conscientious and ethical in their brokerage?
I think they all, quote, do a good job. I think the problem is that many first-time buyers are not capable of performing a due diligence.
Right.
And so they become dependent upon the person who's making a sale, and they don't recognize that the broker is making a sale.
So you think it might be a little conflict of interest there, and I can see how that would happen. But here's the other side of that. There's another piece of this puzzle too, Nick, and that is that it's not only that the potential franchise purchaser doesn't have the ability to do the due diligence. They're so darned anxious to get something done, to quit their job, to have their own business. They're so impulsive and so impatient about this that they'll make horrible decisions just to get into their own business and to be able to go tell their boss to take a hike.
Well, I wish I had 7 hours to talk to that point, because you're exactly right. But what I'm driving at is the one idea or the one facet of buying a franchise that has to do with due diligence. For years, I have written against the idea of brokerage, not because brokers are bad. Heck, I've got friends who are franchise brokers, and they do a whopping.
You used to have friends like that.
Well. If they've heard me, but they've read me before. So. But the point is that I decided to offer a due diligence service, which is to get to the nuts and bolts of analyzing a franchise and a franchise offering circular, and help people understand the facts about what they're ready to buy into.
And not represent a company, but represent the potential franchisee, and then let them go negotiate their own deal, so to
speak. Perfect. That sums it up, Jim.
So you're talking about education, not representation.
Well, that's. I think I'll write that.
You can use that without attribution. Education without representation. No, it makes a lot of sense. And folks, the point that I would take from what Nick said is, be very careful that you get what you should get from anybody you deal with, whether it's Nick or whether it's a broker or whatever. Remember that in the final analysis, you're the one. It's your home that's on the line that you're putting up, basically. You probably will put up in order to buy that franchise. And if it all turns to mush, there's not going to be anybody else around you but you. Stand by. 10 till. We're going to be right back and talk about how to do it the right way right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I'm not a big fan of political correctness. I like people who say it like it is. I believe that political correctness is the enemy of excellence. And that's what I like about Nick Bibby. he is the enemy of political correctness. He will tell it like it is. And Nick, I appreciate that about you.
Well, growing up, my friends used to say, if you were elected, it would be for one term. I'd say, yeah, but I'd speak my mind.
That's the reason why people have asked me to go into politics. I said, you know what? I don't want to work that hard just for one term. Okay, so folks, here's where we are. We're trying to help you. Nick is trying to help us understand how to actually get into the process of finding a franchise. And he's concerned about the conflicts, the potential conflict of interest between a broker, a franchise broker, and you being served. And so Nick, I think your point is well taken. Folks, make sure that you don't assume that a franchise broker always has your best interest in mind, and that will help you do the proper due diligence, and to the point where you actually, you know, you want somebody helping you who would actually say, you know what, I don't think that's right for you, or I don't think you should be a franchisee. That's the kind of person you want, isn't it, Nick?
Well, that's dead on, and I've written for years against the concept of franchise brokers, because most franchise brokers bill themselves as franchise consultants. I'm a 30-year franchise consultant in growing new franchise companies. And after writing for years against the idea of brokerage, not because brokers are bad, but because buyers can misunderstand that a broker is not working for them, but working for the person paying the commission.
So are you saying, Nick, that what you recommend is that people get their due diligence help from somebody who has no conflict, and then maybe they wind up doing business with a broker because they actually have access to the franchise that they want?
Well, it's possible to do diligence, but you can call it, once you know what it is you want to do, i.e. your point of what should I be in business to begin with, once I understand that I should be in business and what field it should be in, I can investigate the nearly 100 categories of franchises and do it on my own. I don't need a broker if I understand the due diligence process. So bottom line, I decided a year ago, after years of writing against brokerage, I decided to offer an alternative, and it's a very inexpensive service, but the idea is that I'm not interested in the sales hype. I get right to the uniform offering circular, and I detail the offering circular and the facts about what you'll be buying and whether or not it's a good fit for you. So that's where I'm coming from.
Right.
What's unfair to the buyer, the buyer has worked for a living or has never worked for themselves before, and they're jumping into a sea of these 3,000 plus franchises for sale in 100 categories, and by a category I mean pizza, printing, dry cleaning,
right,
all categories. So by the time you get in there, you're just awash in terms of what's right for me, if anything. And then if you happen,
let me stop you for a second, because we only got about a minute and a half left.
Yeah, sure.
Where would we start if somebody's listening right now and they're saying, you know what, I want to own a franchise within 12 months? Where do they start?
Go to bibbygroup.com and start reading.
That's all free, right?
All free.
All right, but can we find on your site, can we find a list? Let's say I just wanted to say, look, I just want to see what's out there, what's available. I wanted to see if I can read a title or a topic that of a franchise, and that would be something that I'd say, hey, wait a minute, yeah, I know about that.
Well, first of all, I've written multiple articles on buying a franchise. You go to bibbygroup.com. It's the easiest site in the world to navigate. There are six windows, and one of them has a title, Buying a Franchise.
Give us another website to go to. Is there a national franchise? What's the National Franchise Organization?
Well, IFA, the International Franchise Association.
Can we go there? Can we also go there?
Well, go there, of course. But, you know, of course, they promote their membership, franchisors who pay to be there.
Well, I understand, but they can go there and find out. Can they go there and see what those 3,000 franchises are?
Go to AmericasBestFranchises.com.
AmericasBestFranchises.com. That's the one who I'm trying to get out of you. Okay.
Yep, that's the one.
Hey, Nick, thank you for... I got to wrap it up. The bibbygroup.com, right?
Just Bibby Group, not the.
Oh, bibbygroup.com, B-I-B-B-Y group.com, folks.
You got it.
Check that out. Hey, Nick, thanks for being here. We appreciate you.
Take care, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen, the man who is the enemy of political correctness, at least in the franchise world. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business advocates, small business owners. I'm the small business advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.